New Jersey's Child Services Agency is looking for more than 100 children who are supposed to be under its watch. The search has turned up 170 missing children so far, and that search was prompted by a horrifying discovery last weekend, the body of a 7-year-old boy in a Newark basement. The dead boy's twin and a younger brother were found first, malnourished and dehydrated. The body of 7-year-old Fahim Williams was discovered the next day. Child welfare workers knew of the family and had investigated previous charges of abuse, but had closed the case. The state's Division of Youth and Family Services has a long history of trouble, and New Jersey's Governor James McGreevy now promises to change that. NPR's Brian Naylor reports from Newark.
The house where 7-year-old Raheem Williams and his 4-year-old half-brother Tyrone Hill were found huddled under a bed, and where the body of Fahim Williams was later discovered in a storage container, sits on a quiet side street in Newark. This is a working-class neighborhood filled with immigrants from Puerto Rico, Guyana, India, and Portugal. On the other side of an iron fence in front of 188 Parker Street is a makeshift shrine with candles, two tidy arrangements of stuffed animals, and Mylar balloons tethered to the railing. Francisco Colon, who has lived in the neighborhood from the time he arrived from Puerto Rico 49 years ago, expresses the shock and grief felt by many here.
I got my own kids and everything like that, and I feel it in my heart. I sometimes can't even sleep because the way that happened, and the way the kids were there, they was hungry, locked up in there like not even like an animal.
That the adults in the boys' lives were more threatening than nurturing is not in dispute. Their mother, Melinda Williams, had been the subject of 10 complaints about her alleged abuse of her children. Last year, she went to jail on a child endangerment charge. She entrusted her children to a cousin, Sherry Murphy, a sometime Newark go-go dancer. Yesterday, after a nationwide search, Murphy was arrested. Williams, the mother, who claims she couldn't find Murphy or her children when she got out of jail, is in the hospital in the Bronx, having been struck by a car last weekend. A male friend of Murphy's was also arrested, charged with sexually assaulting one of the boys. The biggest question surrounding the case is why the state's Division of Youth and Family Services, known as DYFUS, closed the Williams case. In October 2001, caseworkers investigating a complaint that the children were burned and beaten were unable to find them. New Jersey Human Services Commissioner Gwendolyn Harris, whose department oversees DYFUS, has promised answers.
We have, over the last few days, been grieving and at the same time critically reviewing how we failed Fahim.
Almost every problem that afflicts a failing child welfare system is rampant in New Jersey, unfortunately.
Marcia Robinson-Lowry is executive director of Children's Rights Incorporated, a national children's advocacy group that sued the state over a very similar case.
Two of the children who have been represented in our lawsuit are two little girls who were left in a severely neglectful home. Even though the case was known to DYFUS, DYFUS simply closed the case after repeated reports, and the children were not removed until neighbors called the ASPCA out of concern about the treatment of the dogs in the house, and the ASPCA called the police.
Lowry says the problems with DYFUS are manifold, too many cases for too few caseworkers, children placed in foster care for too long without being returned to their parents or adopted. Hetty Rosenstein, president of the local chapter of the Communications Workers of America, which represents some 2,000 DYFUS workers, says there are even more mundane problems.
Basic things like we still don't have enough cars, and you know, there's one cell phone for every unit instead of every single worker having a cell phone. The computer system is still antiquated. All of those things. And then, of course, the incredible societal problems.
Late today, Governor Jim McGreevy announced reforms to DYFUS. He said caseloads would be reduced, technology modernized, and training reviewed. McGreevy also noted that responsibility for children does not begin with government bureaucrats, but with their parents.
Let me say that while we will hold workers accountable for their actions, we must also hold parents accountable for their actions and for the way they treat their children.
All of this comes too late to save Fahim Williams. Perhaps it may help ensure the young boy's death was not in vain. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Newark, New Jersey.